Sir Henry Curtis here, welcoming you to another No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. Swallow the red pill, put on the sunglasses, and prepare to see this particular physical world as it truly is, instead of the false view those running this world are projecting into your eyes and brain. Today's subject is the IRS. This horribly evil, mean-spirited institution is the only one in America that's allowed to convict people without evidence, based merely on the say-so of the cow-minded bureaucrats who work there. The presumption of innocence until proof of guilt does not apply to the IRS. IRS can say, oh, that money in your account, it's ours. We're stealing it. Prove to us you didn't make it illicitly or illegally. And you have to. Good luck with that one. Because without the money, how are you going to be able to even hire a lawyer or an investigator to do so? There's all kinds of horrible things, and many businesses the IRS has shut down. They've done all kinds of horrible things to shut businesses down. And yet, nobody ever does anything. Why? I suspect it's the other guy thing. I'm going to go swimming in the ocean. Yeah, I might get bit by a shark or stung to death by jellyfish or have my toes razored off by fast-swimming barracudas. However, that's very unlikely. That'll happen to the other guy. It's the same way that American governments and bureaucrats, politicians, get young men to go into war because they convince them that the woundings, maimings, and killings are all going to happen to the other guy. And I suspect the IRS does that on purpose. They publicize certain things, and everybody toes the line and does whatever. Unfortunately, it's not always that way. Lots of innocent people have been ensnared in the IRS's traps that they set. For example, this thing about structuring. Supposedly, if you have $10,000 or more, you're supposed to declare it and fill out specific paperwork when you deposit it. Well, a lot of banks don't like that. Or if you go pay cash for a car, the car dealership doesn't want to go through that paperwork. Why? I don't know. I mean, they're offering to give you money. I would take it. Somebody wants to pay me more than $10,000 cash, I'll gladly fill out the IRS paperwork. However, it's not the case with a lot of businesses. They're lazy, I guess. So they take deposits just under $10,000. Well, if that's done a few times, those things get flagged by computers, which is real easy to do these days. Have somebody write a program saying, oh, these people have deposited $5,000-$6,000 every day for the last month. They must be structuring. The IRS closes the bank account, steals all the money, walks away and says, it's too bad for you. Prove that you didn't take this illegally. That's not the worst part of the IRS, though. The worst part is that the American government, because it is so broke, and I am not exaggerating, that's not hyperbole, it truly is bankrupt. The only reason the American government is running is because the Chinese, the Arabians, and the Japanese are lending it money still. Why? I don't know. I don't know how they ever expect to get a return. At some point, these two front wars, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on this, the war on that, the war on the American people by its police departments, all these wars are eventually going to bankrupt it completely. At some point, somebody's not going to get paid. There's going to be a great default, just like there has been in every other historical incident of a country borrowing well past its ability to pay. There will be a great default, and that'll end. In the meantime, we have to put up with all this crap from the IRS. So to continue making money, or stealing money, actually, more appropriately, stealing money from Americans, the government has decided that anyone with an American citizenship has to pay tribute to the empire. Because let's face it, it is an evil empire. Americans have no fornicating business being in Iraq or Afghanistan or, you know, bases in Japan or any of that other stuff. That's not your manifest destiny. No one voted you the world police power. You're just out there bullying people for your own economic gain of a handful of industries, mainly the petrochemical industries. So it's a petrochemical oligarchy, pretty much, America. It's not a republic. It hasn't been a republic for over 100 years. Certainly not since the Federal Reserve was invented, at the private banking cartel that issues your money. Yes, that's right. It's a private banking cartel. It is not the government that issues your money. It's a bunch of private banksters. A subject for another discussion. Returning to the IRS, American citizens, no matter where they live, no matter from where they derive their income, it's irrelevant. They have to file income tax forms and pay tribute to the empire, which is ridiculous. It's the only country in the world that does that. Libya used to, until the head of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, decided that he was going to issue a gold-backed currency and to sell oil. And as soon as he said that, then he was attacked and killed for other reasons. Anyway, what we have with America now is people who were never born there. They might have been born abroad, say, and registered by the American parent as child of an American born abroad. I happen to know one such person. This person has never spent more than 7 days inside American borders, and that's usually in places like Florida and Hawaii, tourist destinations. Yet this person has to pay income tax every year to America. For what? What services is that person using? What government aid is that person taking? None. The person's contributing to the government. Why is this? Why is America the only country in the world that thinks it owns its citizens? They're supposed to be citizens. They're not subjects. At least England calls the people who live there and are born there British subjects because they are subject to whatever laws. They're also completely disarmed, which is, that's another subject. So we have people who may have been born in America because the lady was pregnant at the time when the plane landed in between stops or they were changing planes or whatever, and the child's born there. Now that child owes taxes to the American government for its entire life. I think that's ridiculous. Why is that? I mean, when you look at income tax, the whole concept is unspeakably evil. You're punishing people for being productive. That is so wrong, I can't even get my head around it. The evil bun of a sitch, I believe it was Milton Friedman who came up with the concept of income tax. Yeah, let's punish people for being productive. Let's punish the most productive people and give it to the least productive people. Or give it to, and by least productive, I know you think, I'm thinking, oh, people on welfare or homeless or whatever. No, that's not what I'm thinking. If you look at where most of the money goes in America, it goes to defense contractors. And it goes to huge corporations who need it the least. Companies like Google don't pay income tax. They pay zero income tax. The big, wealthy corporations have the money to hire tax lawyers, and they have the money to bribe Congress. Sorry, bribe's a strong word. Donate to political campaigns and make campaign contributions so that those politicians pass laws that allow these sorts of loopholes. So we have the situation of people who've never lived in America or maybe left America as children having to pay tribute to the empire and having to contribute to its wars. In some cases, to its wars on the countries in which those people live. So hi, I'm buying bullets. I was born in America and left when I was 2, and yet now I'm buying bullets for you to shoot at me. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? No, not at all. Americans are thieves in that department. In addition to being bullies, which is a subject of another podcast, Americans are thieves. And if you agree with this, then you are a thief. And you're complicit in the thievery. And we all know, at least we ought to know, thievery is wrong. Such thievery is often referred to as a progressive tax. Now, progressives are the most evil bunch of people ever. They were started by Woodrow Wilson in the early part of the 20th century. Woodrow Wilson was the guy who was bribed into allowing the Federal Reserve, which was the private banking cartel, which runs America. And he also put America in World War One for no reason whatsoever, except that he thought he was going to improve the world by sending a bunch of young men to die in trenches in Europe. I still can't get my head around that one. He was supposed to be intelligent, however, obviously he wasn't. He was pretty damn evil, though, and he gets my vote for being the second worst president. That's a subject for another podcast, worst presidents. So this progressive income tax, which is really progressive punishment, that means the more you make, the more you pay. So instead of saying, oh, everybody contributes 5% to the running of the country, oh no, can't do that. It starts at 30% and it goes up from there. So if you make a lot more money, then the percentage of that which is stolen from you increases. Well, that's just blatantly unfair. The most productive people pay the most tax. They are punished the more. So the more productive you are, the more you're punished. Even when you don't live in America, even when you don't live in America and don't derive your income from any place in America. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It does, however, make a lot of sense to American politicians who never meant a dollar they didn't want to steal. Who's a guy, I can't remember his name, one of the founders of Facebook, moved to Singapore, I think, to escape taxes, and he's been pilloried. There's an old term for you. He's been pilloried by politicians who are really angry that he didn't wait around to be ripped off, that they couldn't steal more of his money to use in their vote-buying schemes. Because that's what politicians do. They steal money from people who have it and give it to people who don't have it, or people who have it and don't need it, in the case of most corporations and their corporate welfare that they receive. So politicians do that to buy votes, or they do it to buy campaign contributions. One or the other, sometimes both, sometimes it's mixed. It just depends. Every situation is different. Well, slightly different. Why do Americans put up with this? Well, Americans figure, I have to pay income tax. It comes right off the top of my check. So why doesn't everyone else? Yeah, why doesn't? They see, they've got you convinced that you have to pay, that part of your productivity belongs to them. And I'll bet you never even thought about that. You just accepted the whole thing. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, I hate doing the form, blah, blah, blah. I hate doing that. I hate having to pay an accountant, and it's different every year, and the laws are tens of thousands of pages, and there's no way in heck anybody could ever comply with all of them. You're always going to be in breach of one of them. You're always going to be able to, and that's another reason they do it. They are 10,000 pages of tax law, because that way they can throw you in jail for something. They'll get you eventually. If they want you to in jail, if you perturb the wrong person, they'll come after you and they will throw you in jail for that. They'll find a way. There are so many laws you couldn't possibly be on top of them. That used to be the thing in Robin Hood, huh? Robin Hood, the original socialist, stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Robin Hood, there was a thing in that story about how the sheriff of Nottingham had so many laws no man could ever pay attention to them. Well, we've been living under that for a couple hundred years. There's no reason to have all these laws. We all know what's right and wrong. What's good and bad, we all know that too. What's legal and illegal depends on which gang of thugs is in power. Now, at this point, you're probably expecting me to say, hey, write your Congress critter and tell them that you want non-residing Americans and not have to pay income tax anymore. Well, I'm not going to tell you to do that, because if you live in America, you don't care about people who don't. Really? I'm sure you don't. You're not going to write your Congress critter. You know that national politics is in a complete waste of time. So there's not really much I can tell you about that. How can you beat the IRS? You can't, not until you rise up, and you're not going to rise up against them because, well, you don't want to make yourself a target. Why should you? All the people who've tried to rise up against the IRS always end up in prison because they get biased juries and biased judges, and they're never allowed to present their entire case, or the judge listens to the case for 5 minutes and then goes, oh, that's a frivolous argument. You're not going to present that in my courtroom. And I have to pay, and therefore you should too, bang, bang the gavel, and now you're sentenced to however many years. That's the IRS. So these poor people who have American citizenship, whether by choice or by birth or by parental choice, have to pay. They have to pay the tribute to the empire. I don't think that's right. And even if you don't think that's right, I know you're not going to do anything about it. And why write your Congress critter? There's no point to it. Anyway, that is that for now. This is Sir Henry Curtis. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. This is Sir Henry Curtis signing off until our next time together. May your Schwartz go with you.